Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now on Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav Amud Bet, continuing with our exploration of the laws of Kiddush and Havdalah. Rav Huna Amar Rav. He quoted Rav as saying, Ta'am eno mekadesh. If he ate something, can't make Kiddush anymore. B'amir Rav Chana Bar Chinan Amir Rav Huna. So the student asked Rav Huna, Ta'am Moshi Avdil. Does the same thing apply on Motzei Shabbat? Amar Le Ani Omer Ta'am Avdil. I claim that even though you ate something, you'd still say Havdalah. Rav Asi, another student of Rav, said, Tam eno mavdil. So, dispute among the students of Rav, how Rav would have ruled in that case. Avir me'a bar abba equal of Rav Asi. So he came to Rav Asi's house. Ish deliva ta'amidi. He forgot to make Havdalah, evidently, and he ate something. Havule kosa v'avdil. They gave him a kos, and he said Havdalah, even though Rav Asi's rule was Tam eno mavdil. Amr le devitu, so Rav Asi's wife said to him, Vaham marlo avidachi, you don't do that. Amr la, shavke karabe svirole. He holds like his Rebbe, which is Rav Huna, who thinks that according to Rav, ta'am mavdil. Amr Rabbi Yosef Amr Shmuel, ta'am eno mekadesh, ta'am eno mavdil. So he said exactly like Rav Asi. V'ramba Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel, so we now have two traditions. Rav Yosef typically would be quoting Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel, or Rabba quoting Shmuel. Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel. So Rav Yosef says, Tam Enom Avdil. And now Rabba quotes Rav Nachman, who quotes Shmuel, as saying, Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Avdil. Even in the case of Kiddush, if you ate something, you would make Kiddush. And Amr Rabbi Hilchot, Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Avdil. That's how we rule. If you did not make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Kiddush any time during the day. Ad Motzei Shabbat. And if you didn't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, you could say Havdalah throughout that entire period, which is the whole week. We'll see what that means. He introduced this ruling of Rava with the following. As we had, so the one difference in his version was that just as you can make Kiddush all day Saturday, you can make Havdalah all day Sunday. Amrle Mar Yenuka Omar Kashisha, this is sort of a joke, Mar Yenuka means baby and Mar Kashisha means old man, Breder of Chista Lavashi, Zivna Chada Iko Amemar La'atrin, Amemar came to our town once, V'lavi Lan Chamer, we had no wine, Aitino Le Shichra, we brought him some mead, V'lo Avdil, he refused to make Havdalah, Uvat Tavat, he went to sleep hungry, he refused to eat before Havdalah, Machar Tachano Aitino Le Chamer, the next day we bothered ourselves, we brought him some wine, V'avdil V'tai Midi, so you see, you could make Havdalah the next day, you see that you cannot eat anything before you make Havdalah, and that Havdalah must be made on wine. L'shana tu equal atrin. Another year, he came back to our place. A year later, lo avilan chamer, he had no wine. Aitina sheikho, we brought him mead. Amar ihachi, he said, if that's the case, chamer medinohu, that must be the local drink. Avdil v'toy meadi, he made Havdalah on the mead, and he ate something. In other words, Shema Minah Thot. We learned three things from here. Shema Minah Mavdil B'Tfilah Tzir Shev De Lakos. First thing is, even though you said Havdalah in Tfilah, you still must say Havdalah Lakos. Shema Minah Asol Adam Shechal Kor Mishavdil. And you can't make eat anything until you say Havdalah Lakos. Shema Minah Mishlev Dom Otsay Shabbat Mavdil Valech Kol HaShabbat Kulo. You could see that you could make Havdalah throughout the week, or at least longer than just Saturday night. That you see that from the first story. What you could also infer from here is that you may make Havdalah another drink if it is Chamar Medina. So, Bamina Rav Huna Amar Rav Chista. So, Rav Huna asked Rav Chista, Ma'oli Kiddusha Ashikra. What about making Kiddush on Mead? Amar Hashta Uma Pir Zuma V'Te'eni V'Asni D'Boi Mine Mirav Ramichir Rechim Rebbe V'Lo Pashat Lei. We already have a question that was asked about all sorts of other meads. Fig mead and berry mead and date mead, and all of these were asked of Rebbe, and it was meaning we asked Rav asked his uncle Rebbe, he asked his Rebbe, and he had no answer. So Shichra Nivaya, just regular old mead, is that a question? Which is barley mead. So Savrami, now they assume from that Kiddush Udalobakachin Leve, you can't make Kiddush on it, Avdulim Avdilinam, but you can make Havdalah on it. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said to them, to the students, Hachi Amar Rav, Kashem She'en Makachin Alav, Kachin Mavdilin Alav. Rav said, since we couldn't get an answer about any of these meads, you can't make Kiddush on it, and you can't make Havdalah on it. It's the same. Manami Rav Tachlifa Barvim Yamar Shmuel, Kshem Shmokashin Alav, Kachin Ravdin Lav. Shmuel said the same thing. Levi Shadar Leila Rebbe Shicha Bar Tleisa Megani. So Levi, and this is probably when Levi was still in Eretz Yisrael, sent Rebbe some very finely distilled date mead. Tameh Havibasim Tuva. He tasted it, it was very good. This would be fit to make Kiddush Alav. And you could say all the great songs and praise on it. But that night, Rebbe evidently had some digestive problems as a result. Amar Mesran Umefayis. He said this is very painful, but when you're drinking it, you still feel good, and so therefore it's appropriate to say Kiddush Alav on it. Yosef He said, I'll take a neder that's a public neder, you can't be made for it, that I don't drink mead. He said, I would rather drink flax water than mead. There's a little play on words, a person's leg should go bad if he makes kiddush on mead. Rav Ashka Rav Huna de Kaddish Hashichra. Rav found his student Rav Huna making kiddush on mead. He said, you're starting to make money off of this, and that's why you think it's so good. In other words, you're doing business with it, and that's why you think it's so good. The rule is you can only make kiddush on wine. When Varchin El Ayin, Varchin means Brachat Mazon, on wine. Ato Ashichra V'maya Lom Varchin El Ayin Shekol Nivro, will make Brachot on other things. Rabbi Achi Gemara, Einam Rimkab Mahavei Kosher Brachal V'rechal El Ayin. What it meant was what I said, which is that we do not say Brachat Mazon except on a kos of yain. So when Einam Kachin El Ashichra, we do not make Kiddush on beer or meat. Mishimah B'lazim and Mishimah Namru, Mekachini disagrees. Mitimat Yain Kol Shehu. Meaning, how much do you have to taste when you make kiddush or something? You have to taste anything, any small amount. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Melo Lugma. You know, you have to taste a full cheekful of the drink. If you tasted a cheekful, then you yotze. If not. I have it as a Rav Gidol without any affixed names. And the only purpose for knowing what that is so that you'll know if the same Gidol said something different, contradiction. You want to know who said the ruling so that you can identify a consistency or inconsistency in positions. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you are not allowed to eat samuch la mincha. If you remember at the beginning of the parak, we dealt with the issue of samuch l'mincha on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yom Tov, and why this Erev Pesach is any different. We've had several different answers. This is for Rabbi Yossi, or this is even before mincha, etc. Ibayelu samuch l'mincha gdola tana demu samuch l'mincha ktana tana. Now there is a different question. Maybe samuch l'mincha here means midday. Samucha gdola tana umishum Pesach, and perhaps the reason you're not allowed to eat at that time is because this is the time of Shechitat Pesach. Dilma'ata l'mimshach. Maybe you'll sit down, have a meal, and you won't do the Korban Pesach, which, by the way, would mean that maybe the prohibition would not exist today. Maybe it means mincha ktana, umishum matzah. And the reason is because of matzah, the matzah chilagasa, because if you fill yourself up in the afternoon when you eat matzah, you won't really be hungry, and it won't even count as achila, we call it achilagasa. Amravina Toshma. Afilo kippas hamelach shu ragil achol b'teisha sha'ot ato ayom lo yachal ad shtech shach. Even the king, Agrippus was a sympathetic king, who normally eats at around that time in the afternoon, teisha sha'ot samuch l'mincha but samuch l'mincha ktana, that day he can't eat till dark. So ima brisla samuch l'mincha ktana anu v'vutei Agrippus. If you agree that samuch l'mincha ktana, so that's the chiddush of saying even Agrippus doesn't eat at that time. If Ramesh is talking about noon, there's no chidush here. He's chalis rale meikara. He's already 3 hours into a time of Isur of eating. It must be minchak tana. So if sof maravut Agrippa, still what's the big deal? Hamatulei zmani sura. At 9 hours, you're not allowed to eat, so what's the big deal? So maravut Agrippa, karba shoti dami. Maybe for a king, his normal time of eating is like our early, our mid-morning meal, and maybe it's okay for him to eat because he'll still be hungry because he has a ravenous appetite. So Kamash Malan, that no, he's bound by the same rule. Amar Basi, Avamatpilu Mine Targima. You can have some snacks. Yitzchak in the afternoon. Yitzchak Matpil Biarki. He would take some bread and dip it into, or not bread, obviously, but he would take some either vegetables or something and dip it into vegetables. He can give some innards of an animal to the guests. There's an allusion to it. Shenemar Niru Lachem Nervi Al Tizru El Kotzim. Plow the furrow and don't plant to thorns. In other words, something that's not really going to fill you up, that's not considered eating. Rabbi used to drink wine all afternoon on Pesach. Because that would make him very hungry. Then he'd eat more matzah that night. How do I know that wine makes you hungry? None. We have a Mishnah that says, Bein HaKosot HaLalu, Salishtot Yishteh. A later Mishnah on our Perek says that between the first and second cup, or second and third cup, you can drink more, which is before matzah. Bein Shlish the Revi, but between the Kos on Berkat HaMazon and the Kos of Hala, Lo Yishteh, you can't drink, because that's already after the meal. So if you think that wine fills you up, why are you allowed to drink before eating matzah? You're eating matzah as achilagas, which means on a full stomach. It teaches you that really wine makes you hungry. He would fast the whole day of Pesach. Maybe he holds that mincha in our Mishnah is mincha gedola. It's because of Pesach. You might miss doing the Pesach. And the Savala Kihad Amra Bashaya Amra Balazar Bashaya Ben Batera Pesach Shchato Shacharit Barbasa Lishbo. We have the opinion of Ben Batera that the Pesach in the morning of the 14th B'diavad is kosher. Safrazman Pesach, which means from sunrise it's already Zman Pesach, and therefore Avsheshet, putting those two together, Mincha and our Mishnah being Mincha Gdol, and the reason is because of Korban Pesach. And Ben Batera's opinion, according to Rabbi Elazar, being that he would allow the Korban Pesach in the morning if it was brought, and therefore the Chol Yom Chazal Pesach, the whole day is a day fit for Pesach. So Ben Arbaim means Ben Erevdat Mola, Erevdalina. What does Ben Arbaim mean? Not between sun, midday and sunset, but rather between yesterday and today. So, therefore, that must be the reason Rav Sheshet doesn't eat all day on Erev Pesach, because it's all, according to one opinion, Yozman Pesach. So I'm like, that's not the reason. Shana Rav Sheshet, the Eastern Isavi, is very fastidious. The time it's not for me to eat anything in the morning, he can't eat anything at night. He has a very small appetite. So it was a very pragmatic thing, and it was back to the reason of matzah. And it would apply to the rest of us at Mincha Katana. But if he ate anything at any part of the day, he couldn't eat much that night, and he wanted to be able to enjoy the matzah, l'te'avon. Okay, the next line, the Mishnah, afilo nichi b'Yisrael lo'echal ad she'asev. So eat matzah tzarich haseba. We have a statement that matzah requires haseba, must be eaten properly reclining. Maror ain't tzarich haseba. Maror doesn't require it. Yayin, so eat mamishpeder of Nachman, tzarich haseba, eat mamishpeder of Nachman, ain't tzarich haseba. We have a statement that Nachman said the drinking of the wine doesn't require, and a statement that said it does. V'lo pligi. And the statements are not at odds. Habatartik kosi kamoi, habatartik kosi batroi. One statement's about the first two cups, one statement's about the last two cups. The problem is which statement? Amr lahagisa, amr lahagisa. You could say either way. Amr lahagisa, some people interpret it one way. Tre kosi kamoi, the first two cups need haseba. Why? Baser hashta huda kamitachla lacherut. Now you're experiencing freedom and nobility. For the first time, you should be reclining. Tre kosi batroi lo baseba, not the last two cups. Might have it, because it's already over. The story's done. From the high gisa, some people say the opposite. Other Rabbi Shmuel says about dry bar seba, the last two cups need a seba. Hayshata the kahavi cherut. Now you're experiencing cherut. You're eating the meal and you're singing hallel. Trekosi kamoi lo baya seba. That katy avon hayinu kamoi. The first two cups you're still saying haveli mayinu. You should be sitting up. So actually in Mahachi, the problem is that we have these statements and their reasoning is no more compelling than the other. Idi bawa seba. We need haseba for all four. Prakdan. Now, what about haseba? Prakdan, when somebody's lying either on his back or on his stomach, lo shma haseba. That's not haseba, it's reclining. Hasebat yamin lo shma haseba. If you recline on your right side, it's not haseba. V'lo od, meaning that's not the norm. And there's another reason. L'shem yaktim kanel leveshet, maybe the wine will go down the wrong pipe. You have all the day sakana, and you could be in danger. Now, who has to do haseba? Isha yitzal, a woman in her husband's presence. Lo ba'a haseba, doesn't need haseba. Mishacha shuvai, but if she on her own right is an important woman, then tzricha haseba, she does. Ben yitzal aviv, what about a son in his father's presence? Ba'a haseba, needs haseba. What about a student in the presence of his master? Toshma, the Amrabayik, Yavin and Beymar, when I was in Rabba's house, Zagin and Abirche Dadadi, we would recline on each other's knees. Meaning that we would all do a seva in front of Rabba. Kiatin on the Ver of Yosef, when I then came to Rav Yosef, after Rabba passed away, Amrlan no tzrichitu, you don't have to recline. Morabcha k'mar shamayim, the fear of your Rebbe should be like the fear of heaven. It's not appropriate to recline like that, like you're relaxing. We have a statement that says that a person should be meisiv in the presence of anybody, even a student in front of his Rebbe. So the answer is, that's if he's your master for some sort of trade, not your Rebbe in Torah. What about a servant? We've seen many halachot here about a servant serving one chaburah, two chaburot, keeping his mouth closed, etc. What about a servant at the chaburah? Toshma, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Or a servant just at a Pesach meal. A shamash achal kazayit matzah, shumei sev yatzah. If a shamash ate just one kazayit matzah, while he was meisev yatzah, meisav in lo meisav lo. Shmamina b'yisev, shmamina. So you see that a servant does need to do a seba. Okay, we'll pick it up at this point and start an investigation into the arba kosot, into the obligation of the kos, and an important tangent about the mitzvah of simcha and yom tov. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.